palaces, drunk wine with kings and queens. But darling, oh darling, you're the best thing I ever seen. Won't you roll me easy? Oh, slow and easy. Take my independence with no apprehension, no tension. You walk in, talk in, paradise, sweet paradise. Well, I've been across this country from Denver to the ocean. And I never met girls that could sing so sweet like the angels who live in Houston, singing, roll me easy, so slow and easy. Play the concertina, I'll be your temptress. And baby, I'm defenseless, singing harmony in unison, sweet harmony. Gotta hoist your flag and I'll beat your drum.
All right, so you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and...
It's Ralph, hey.
And Ralph.
Ralph here.
We just heard Buttholeville by Drive-By Truckers. Can we...
Great track.
Can we even say that on this program? Buttholeville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone has a freaking butthole these days. I think we can say that word. We had Little Feet before that. Roll 'em Easy, Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance with Don't You Cry For Me, Jim Stafford, his great song My Girl Bill, Tony Rice, Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, Wayne Hancock, Man of the Road. We had a great request from our friend Eric, the song Ride of the Iron Horse by Thor, Dwight Yoakam, South of Cincinnati, Glenn Glenn, It Rains Rain, started off the set.
It's been raining tonight, this evening. And I believe rain is on the docket for tomorrow as well, everybody. So get your Macs out there and stay dry.
We need to get rid of Greta Thunberg. The past few days were so nice. She can't ruin this for us. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one, only one, saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor or you're in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Animal Friends volunteers are discovering their inner kitten. From socializing cats and rabbits to walking dogs to teaching respect for animals in classrooms all over our region. Animal Friends has a niche for every interest. Meet other pet lovers and enrich your life by becoming a volunteer at Animal Friends. Apply online today at www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org or call 412-847-7000.
I womp, you womp, Ralph womps, we all womp for Womp Womp. Tune in Thursdays, 2 to 3 p.m. for an hour of indie, folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern. Tune in to Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Mondays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. That reminds me... Why don't you give us a call? Caller, don't be shy. 412-440-8906. The number is 412-440-8906. This is not your old, 412-268-9728 WRCT request line. No, no, no.
No judgment.
This is a different line. So you can call us and talk to us live on the air. You can talk to all of Pittsburgh. And since we're streaming online...
How many people are listening?
The whole world.
Tell them how many people.
Let's see. We have 13,482 listeners right now. That's a little on the low end for us, but...
Yeah, I mean, we're used to higher numbers.
That's a big audience. Maybe you have a new business venture and you want to promote it. No, I'm just kidding. We'll hang out.
I mean, what are you doing right now, though? Like, what is everybody doing? Why aren't they listening? Like, if you're not listening, like, what else is there to do? It's raining.
But if you are listening, give us a call. 412-440-8906. You could even text us if you're so anxious about talking on the air. It's not a big deal, but you can text us. But we prefer a phone call.
Yeah. A personal number, 814-333-3334, actually, is my number. You can give me a text and, chat a little bit. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are from every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. You can visit them during the Unblurred on the first day of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. .org there.
All right.
They're an organization, apparently.
This next, we're going to play two songs by this next band, a band called Barlow, a band that's near and dear to both Ralph and my heart.
Never heard of them.
Great Pittsburgh band, actually.
Eerie band.
Andy, my usual co-host who's not here, was
secretly
is in that band, which is why we've never played this on the air before, because he's too bashful.
He's humble.
Yes. Anyways, here's At Home by Barlow, followed by Exit 2 by Barlow. Thanks for listening. Check.
to spare for paying a cost. But I don't know how much, I don't know what I lost. The gift keeps on taking, you just want it done. A week is a lifetime, 5 years is a month. My nieces and nephews, they grow and they thrive. I think about them, I should be in their lives. Wanna live in a world that I saw in a dream, where there is no pain that goes unredeemed. And you don't care about the book, you just wanna finish it. And they think I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not dumb, baby, I'm just zoomed out. About that, yeah, I got my doubts. I'm not dumb, baby, I'm just zoomed out. Your hand in. If you zoomed out with an underwater camera, you'd see a light and you're grabbing at water. And even if you felt your hand on a fish, I know that you would not go through with it. And all your decisions you've already made, even if it doesn't feel that way.
say. Nothing left to give her. Abandoned in the wind. I'm a band in the river. Standing by the bank. The car. Looking out forever now, looking out forever now, looking out forever now, yeah. Looking out
Okay. We just got word that Andy, who's normally the co-host of this show, and the show is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy, just became an uncle.
Yeah! Woo!
Congratulations, Andy.
Uncle Andy.
Uncle Andy.
You did it, dude. Congrats.
So, in celebration, we're going to be playing He's the Uncle by Guided by Voices. Couldn't think of a more fitting song. Congratulations, Uncle Andy.
And now we see eye to eye that nothing's trash is collectible, and every weakness is correctable. Believe the hair quite soon. Be pushing off to the moon now. And
this is 8 Miles High with Nick and Ralph.
What's up?
On WRCT, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's only radio station, I think.
Yep, that's a fact.
Before that, we heard Guided by Voices, their song He's the Uncle. That was we dedicated that song to our normal co-host, Andy, because, well, he's the uncle now.
He's now the uncle.
Today. Congratulations, Andy. Before that, Tommy Keane wishing Big Star Mod Lang, Paul Westerberg looking out forever. Before that, the great artist from Madison, Wisconsin, Graham Hunt, his song Zoomed Out. Started off the set with two songs from local Pittsburgh stalwarts, Barlow, At Home, and Exit 2. Kick that off. We'll be here.
Duster Stratosphere would have liked them.
Oh, he would have loved them.
Yeah.
We'll be here until 11, so another 30 minutes or so. You can call in, talk to us live on the air, 412-440-8906, 412-440-8906. Don't be a stranger. It can be as exciting or laid back as you want it. You want to call in and, you know, try to make everyone laugh? Could be fun. Maybe do that.
Oh, yeah.
Call in and just...
We'll have a good laugh around here at these parts. Oh.
There we go.
Here we are.
Call comes in. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are
good.
You? Who is good.
This? This is Tom from Overbrook. You guys are doing a really good job.
Oh, thank
you.
Thanks for tuning in.
I'm eight miles high, man.
Dude,
And I was hoping that you guys could play some King Crimson. The song is called Cat Food.
Cat Food?
Yeah.
We can totally throw that
up.
Thank you, man.
Cat Food.
And this is, sorry, again, this is Tom from Overbrook?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
peace, man.
Cool. Peace.
Peace. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I'm 70.
Nice, 70. Man.
Today?
I'm 70 years old, man. You guys are what I was when I was your age. You guys are cool, man.
Yeah, yes. Thanks, dude.
Heck yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Later, man.
See ya.
70. Congrats, Tom.
Wow. What a great call. We love calls like that. Short, concise.
Right to the point, you know?
And most importantly, complimentary to us.
Yeah.
No, that was great. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. We'll cue up cat food right after this break.
Tom.
But first, you know, something we like to do sometimes on the show is signal boost some Pittsburgh missed connections on Craigslist.
It's a service we provide.
Yeah. You know, one of these days, maybe we'll be invited to a wedding or something because we rekindled something.
I mean, it really moves and shakes the world, you know? These misconnections, you never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, people just come and go all day long, and you just never know. Never know who you're going to run into, you know?
Here we go. This one's titled Jeep at Get-Go in the South Side. Thanks for talking about your Jeep Sunday. I really liked the color. It'd be cool to talk more. Let me know, man.
What color do you think it was? I'm guessing
maybe camo.
Yeah. Or like highlighter green, high viz.
Let's find another good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Male admiring female. I see you in the mornings. You look great. I don't talk, but, you know, we make eye contact.
All right. Planet Fitness Newcastle tomorrow morning. Everybody be on the lookout for a male admiring female. He needs your help.
Look, if you're a great looking female at that Planet Fitness, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Now you know who to look for. It's just, yeah.
The guy with the crazy eyes is probably the one, you know.
Yeah, the guy with Craigslist on his phone.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's Friday Night Beer, Mars and surrounding area. So here I was at the grill, and I saw you through the kitchen serving window. You kept smiling a very catchy smile. While I am a bit older, I don't like this. We are both adults. I don't go there too often, but your smile was a nice change. Thank you, and say hi.
Yeah, I mean,
so, you know, if you're this person, you know who to look, you know who you are, and you know who to look for. Just an old adult.
I recommend to the guy. I'm assuming guy. I don't know. There's actually no gender involved
with
this at all.
Yes.
So whoever's behind the grill, I recommend you see this person. You know, throw a little extra mayo on their plate for him. You know, give him a little bit of extra flavor. Really could spruce up their evening.
All right, let's get another one. Fantastic Sam's.
Well, we got a name this time.
Looking for Rich.
Rich.
We met as we waited to get our haircut. We both have sick family at Forbes. I didn't know if you were just being nice or there may be a connection there. Anyway, would love to talk to you more. I introduce myself, and I am Carrie.
Man, wow, that sounds like a very tender moment. I'm sorry you guys didn't get to actually, you know, walk away with connection.
That is very sweet.
Yeah, very
so,
sweet.
Rich and Carrie, if you were waiting for a haircut at Fantastic Sam's 4 days ago, this was on Pittsburgh Misconnections. Let's do a couple more.
Okay,
That's too vague.
Yeah, some of these people know where the people are. I mean, if you know somebody's working there, you know what I mean? Why don't you just go there?
Whole Foods in Upper St. Clair. We passed. You leaving and me entering. Both looking. I should have walked back to my car and said hi.
Should have walked back to my... That sounds like what you did. It sounds like you did go to your car.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe this person stole his car.
Yeah,
he could have stopped it from happening.
Yeah.
He could have walked back and said, hi, that's my car. I don't know, strange. Oh, Bloomfield Starbucks. This is the one that was...
quite a populated area.
Populated area. And, right, this is one that unionized, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I highly doubt you will see this, but I have seen you a couple of times, and the one day you commented that I smelled nice, you are absolutely adorable, and I'll have to stop in for coffee more often.
All right. How do you know how this person smelled like from behind a counter? I mean, are you getting up in their business? What's
going
on? And
there's just too many scents.
Yeah, it's coffee. It smells like coffee.
There's coffee and pumps.
And cleaner. It smells like cleaner.
Pumps are in the air.
Yeah.
And cleaner, yeah. Or maybe they just have a very discerning nose. They're a sommelier or something.
Acute sensibilities.
We'll do one more.
Okay, this one is very short. Mount Lebanon just says lost. Brent, where are you? Brent, seriously, where'd you go? Are you out there?
Brent, where are you?
Brent, I mean, you could have really gone anywhere. Mount Lebanon, it's pretty quick.
All right, I'm replying.
Okay, we're replying to this one.
I'm here. Send.
Okay, well, we got Brent here, apparently.
Okay, that was fun. So, yeah, we're going to play this next, well, actually, you know what? We're going to wait a second to do the King Crimson song, because we have to play some bin cuts for you very quickly. This first one, you know, these are six words I never thought I would say. New music from the Guess Who.
Remember the Guess Who? The tape that your dad played all the time in the car.
And you would make jokes, and he'd be like,
"Yeah,
who is this?
Guess who?
Yep. My dad had a whole Abbott and Costello routine about this band. And
he's not looking at the road while he's saying this, so it's really stressful because he's like, you know, he wants to land the joke real bad. And
exactly.
If you're a dad out there, look at the road when you're driving, even if the Guess Who's on.
Okay. I'm going to play the first track on this called The King. Let me pull it up.
I do like a handful of Guess Who songs a lot, and I'm nostalgic for them as well as liking them later
no
in life.
Sugar Tonight.
These Eyes, classic.
Eyes, great.
Many keys in that song. Many keys.
This album's called Plain d'Amour. This song is called
Plain Love. I don't know.
The King.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying.
Again, this song is called The King.
The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. His simple trick of rhetoric,
definitely.
But from a finger with a little prick.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Hanging scrolls, his honest stick, and he's crying.
I'm waiting for him to be like, I said T, I said A,
yeah.
I said E.
Kind of like Frog. Really? Like Frog influence?
It almost reminds me of like Boston a little bit. Boston melodies for
words
sure.
Can fuel the fire.
Oh, we're getting a call. You know what? I'm just going to put it on speaker and we'll figure it out. Caller?
Hey guys, do you know that you got your microphone on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Yeah, we're just, this is just,
We're live reviewing.
Yeah, this is a live listening session. But we do appreciate that our listeners are looking out for us.
Keeping us in check, you know? We're not perfect.
All right, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was the Guess Who.
How old are these guys? I don't know. They've been around since like 68, something like that. They're great.
Yeah.
It was actually a really good song.
I wonder how many original members are in this band still.
Let me see that picture.
I'll do a little.
These guys look, they're gray, but they're looking all right. They're looking good.
Let's see. Who's still in this band from the OG lineup?
So, allegedly, this is the second record of their comeback. I'm not sure when that was, but as far as a comeback goes, not bad. Not bad. Guess Who?
I wonder if this is like a different
iteration?
Band with the same... Yeah, because the Wikipedia page says the year's active 65 to 75, but this album came out in 2023.
Is this a Canadian? Aren't they Canadian? Isn't that the thing? Like, it's ironic. Their song's American Woman, but they're Canadian. I don't know.
Interesting. So they have... They're touring under the Guess Who, which includes bassist Jim Cale, and they've been touring under that name since 1978. But seemingly, that's a different Guess Who.
Okay,
and it's not the same as the Guess Who.
It's gonna be really funny. This is just not even the same Guess Who. Like,
it must be. How could it not be?
I'm not an aficionado, so I don't know the voice by ear, but. Okay, so I got members here. Are any of these members on that Wikipedia page?
Interesting.
This is
a point of contention. Early in 2023, Bachman and Cummings sent multiple cease and desist letters to the current Guess Who, accusing the Peterson-led nostalgia band of misleading the public. Look, this is only the first time I'm hearing about this, so I can't really pick a side, but I have to say, me and Ralph were misled. If this isn't
we were
the best
very,
year.
We fell for it, and
but
I
liked it. I did like it, though.
I would like to sue as well. I join in the lawsuit. I know you said you don't take a side, but I was misled.
In October 2023, after having received no response to the letters, Bachman and Cummings launched a false advertising lawsuit against Cale and Peterson, claiming that the current band has used the band name, photos of Bachman and Cummings, and original recordings, quote unquote, to give the false impression that plaintiffs are performing as part of the cover band. Bachman and Cummings are seeking $20 million. Oh, this is ongoing. Bachman and Cummings are seeking $20 million in damages. A hearing pertaining to the lawsuit and Kalen Peterson's counterclaims was scheduled for January 2024.
So,
how did
that go?
Methinks 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy might have a new segment.
Yeah.
We're going to be following this Guess Who name dispute case closely.
Either way, the song was not bad. I mean,
no, it's cool.
For being like a fake band or whatever is going on here, good amount of effort put into that song.
Innocent Until Proven Guilty. This was the Guess Who.
That was the Guess Who.
That I knew and loved as a child.
That my dad knew and loved when I was a child.
And his father heard of and maybe liked.
Probably didn't care at all. Probably too busy staring.
Okay, here's another bin cut. How about a little Christmas in March? That's a thing, right? Here's the Pete Elman Big Band with O Little Town. Actually, no. This is Jesu Bambino. Coming up, we got Cat Food by King Crimson. This is a request from Tom from Overbrook. Got a great call from our new friend Tom. Thank you, Tom. Also, really quickly, back to the Guess Who thing. Yeah, Ralph just pointed out to me on the
crazy
little
coincidence
insert in the CD, looks like the production company on this record is called Miles High Productions. So,
are you guys in on this?
I think we got to follow along with this.
You got the cease and desist.
Yeah, we gotta follow this trial closely. It's honestly
it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's destiny at this point. Anyways, here's Cat Food by King Crimson. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for tuning in, listening to our program, 8 Miles High with Nick and Ralph.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me tonight. Enjoyed myself.
Andy and I will be off next week, but we'll return on the 19th with more music. more conversation and
y'all can rest easy.
More fun.
We'll be back.
That was King Crimson with Cat Food.
Thank you, Tom.
Happy birthday.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings.
Six Women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, hanging out with you, playing some music. Let's turn it up a little bit for this next set. It's Overwhelming Color Fast.
Do about it.